Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Siri Abome podcast. Today's episode is about friendship. I want to talk about something very, very important, which is the benefit of having real friends. So, I hope you will enjoy this topic anyway. You know, in today's society, we as human beings are so much comfortable when we have people around us. We have friends, we have family members, we have some people also having fun with animals, some animal like dogs and cats, you know, because it's normal. We cannot survive in this world alone. We are social beings. We always need somebody around us to, with whom you can share great moments, we can share sad moments. You know, we always need someone that can pay attention to us, give us some time, listen to us. You know, it's quite normal. Though there is something that today I want to share that sometimes we don't really pay attention, which I think is also important when it comes to friendship. And I want to talk about it because I'm talking about my own experiences. You know, in today's world, it's so much easier to make new friends. You know, whatever activities that you are into right now, whether you are going to school, whether you are a student, whether you are a worker, whether you are anything that you do right now that can connect you to the world outside your home, can always make you in contact with people, with new people. As for me, I'm a student. Every single day, I tell you what, every single day that I leave my house to the university, I will always meet a new classmate in school, or I will meet a new person in public transportations, sometimes I meet people at the bus stop when I'm waiting for the bus transportation. So, and also this big virtual world, I will not forget that the social media, internet is also a source of making new friends. It's like a mega church, a mega sources, because we have a lot of friends in the virtual world right now. We have people that are running some account of 5 million of people, followers. You know, it's too much. It's really much. So, and those virtual friends sometimes become our new friends, well, like in the real world friends. So this is what came out. And it's fun, actually. It's really fun when we have so many friends around us. It's also fun, but there's also the other side of friendships that people sometimes forget about that. You know, let's assume that you have 10 friends, like in your real world, that you are managing, like you're chatting with, you're sharing ideas, you know, you're sharing some moment together. Let's assume only 10 friends, right? If you have 10 girlfriends, first of all, in a practice way, I want to tell you something. If you have 10 friends, in a year, you have to bear in mind that there are 10 birthday parties that you have to celebrate within the year. That means when you start with the birthday of a friend this month, you have to get prepared for next month's birthday. Even though you are writing exam or you have something ongoing, you still have to show up, because she will not accept to see you. She will not take that easy. That's how friendship is. You have to be there at the good, during the good and the bad moments. You get what I'm saying? And it's really challenging when you have so much friends and also you are handling, you have some personal responsibility as a, maybe as a parent. You have a home, you have a husband to take care of, you have children and stuff like that. And still you have 10 friends outside your house that always need your attention. They always wanting something from you. They always want to hear something from you. They want you to give them some time to share what they have. Something's going on in your life. They want, right? You cannot have a friend that really never asks you a favor. Never. That means that friends is not your friend. They will definitely have to ask you something. That's what friendship is about, right? So, when you have those, that let's assume that 10 of that 10 people, that 10 friends that you really call your friends, and yet you have your personal business you care about, don't you see that this is going to be a very huge challenge for your life? Definitely, yes. It's gonna be a source of distraction. You will never ever try to bring the equilibrium about you and them. There are 10 people, and that means that those 10 people having 10 different expectations from you. They are expecting something from you, but not the same thing. The girl might need you to maybe to help her, to advise her. The second person might need you to help to hang out and so on, right? And if you don't fulfill if you don't do that, she will not take it easy. She will definitely know, this girl, she doesn't consider me as a friend. She doesn't respect me. You know how girls are. She will always find something to complain about. You get what I'm saying? So, I'm talking about my own experiences because, as I said before, I used to have so many friends. Oh my God. I was just, when I was leaving my house, go to school, before reaching the university, I will meet a friend on the bus stop, and when I get into the bus, I will meet again another person on the public transportation, and when I get to school, I will meet new classmates and stuff like that. And the virtual world again, I was always meet a person that I want to chat with me, a person that I want to see my location. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when something is so easier to get, most of the time you find yourself at the end of the day that you really combine them a lot. That's the same thing with friends. When it's so much easier to get from your friends, you find yourself with so many friends that you say, "Whoa, my God, what am I going with these friends again?" That's the same thing that happened to me. But once I grew up and I'm starting being more mature, I understood something that I'm just about to share with you, is that it's actually good to have so many friends. It's really fun, believe me, but I will not advise you to stay with them all. It's better to have a real one and you stick with them, even though that we want is only one or two. Stick with that one person that is really real with you, that one person that can understand you, that one person that can support you, that motivates you, that sharing great idea with you, that person that really vibrates at this not the same frequency, but almost the same frequency with you. You need that person, and once you get that person, stick on that person, because that person is worthy than 10. That two people are worthy than 10 million, because they are the one that understand you better. They are the one that always step down for you. You get what I'm saying? You don't need to care about the quantity of friends. You should be caring about the quality, the good ones. Most of the time, from my own experiences, most of the time, real friends are very, very few. Very few. I have made a lot of friends when I came to that stage of my life that this sad moment I was sick, and you know when you have so many friends and when you are sick, some people they hear about when you tell them I'm not fine, I'm not okay, I'm this hospital. Most of the time, if the real ones, they will show up, and even the fake one will just show up because they don't want you to gossip about them, or they don't really feel what you are going through. You get what I'm saying? They will come, they will show up, but in the deep of their heart, they don't really give up. They don't really care about what is happening in your life. You know what I'm saying? And this is so bad because you made them, it's like you are forcing them to assist you. But if you just imagine, if you only had that real friends, you will not have to tell them what to do, because you guys are already vibrated at the same frequency. Sometimes you don't tell them what they have to do. They will just anticipate. They will anticipate. They will not wait for you to tell them what they have to do. They will anticipate. They will do the good things to you. They will not even wait for the feedback. They will not even wait for you to do the same. Fake people always do that. Once they do something good to you, they will always expect you to do the same. But real one, they don't care about that. They do this because they really want your companionship. They really want to be with you. They really understand what you are going through, what you are facing right now. They understand you. That's why they are down for you. You get what I'm saying? So it's very important to find that person, that friends that can help you to balance yourself. Because friendship at the end of the day is a kind of balance. If that person cannot help you to balance yourself, that means there's no way for you to waste of time. Just imagine if you have that 10 friends and you find you trying to cope at the buff level of your life as a mom, as a spouse, and also as friends of those friends. How are you going to make it? How are you going to satisfy their needs? You won't do that, right? You will not do that. It's impossible. You only have 24 hours a day. We all have that 24 hours. So I don't think it's really possible to always please all your contact, all your friends. Choose your friends. This is my last advice. Choose your friends according to your purpose. Choose your friends according to your destiny. You don't want that person that will not help you to shape your life, that will help you to be that better person, that will help you to challenge yourself every day. You don't want that person that always knocks you down. You don't want that person. So this is why you have to choose the good ones. You have to choose, and you stand for that person. You dedicate your time to that person, and you share whatever friendship business you have with that person without any doubt, without any fear, because you trust that person, because you know that person, the friendship is worthy. So this is what I want to share. This is what I really wanted to share with you people. You know, friendship is something very important that we shouldn't just pick the person. We shouldn't just pick because it's easier to make new friends. We should just pick them anyhow and bring them to our cycle, our daily cycle. You know, we have to choose them accordingly. We have to choose that one friends, that one serious friends, and we stick on that person. Even if one or two, three, you stick on that person and you be okay with that. Be okay with that person. Be okay with those people because they are okay with you too. You gotta understand that. They are very okay with you. You understand? So this is what I want to share with you today. I hope I spoke to someone that needed my voice today, and I hope I have convinced you about the benefit of having a real friends. I hope that you guys will be giving me the feedback of what you have learned so far from your own experience about friendships, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Stay connected on my podcast. This is Sylvia Bomek, the Sylvia Bomek podcast host. I'll see you later, guys. Thank you. Bye.